from Learfield on the Blue Raider Network. Live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. Welcome to Rick and Sal Live. Presented by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. Also brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Deb Insel, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads. Sam's Sports Grill, home of Rick Insel Live, and the official post-game destination for Middle Tennessee fans. And by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. Welcome to Rick Insel Live. Email questions to radio at goblueraiders.com. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Lady Raiders, Dick Palmer.
Thank you and good evening. Welcome in to Rick Hensel Live, coming to you from Sam's Sports Grill here in the Stones River Ball in Murfreesboro on a Monday, a chilly Monday night, but it's nice and warm inside. We're glad to have all of you here. Coach Hensel is here, and we'll be talking Lady Raider basketball here for the next hour, and that'll be followed up as Chip Walters will come in with Coach Kermit Davis at 7 o'clock, so we've got two full hours of Blue Raider basketball tonight, Coach.
Another big crowd.
Nice crowd on hand. We got a lot to talk about tonight. A very successful week for the Blue Raiders. Both the Lady Raiders and the Blue Raiders each swept their two games this week. And right now we're going to get into our headlines brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, covering daily news from Murfreesboro. And you can pick one up around town every Monday or log into MurfreesboroPost.com, or you can have it delivered to your door. Well, let's check the headlines right now. The Lady Raiders have won 4 of 5, 7 of the last 9, and they are now in sole possession of fourth place in the league standings. The top four teams in Conference USA earn a bye in the first round of the conference championships, and Coach will be talking about that a little bit later on in the show. The Raiders will play all three teams in front of them the next three games, including Western Kentucky, Rice, and UAB.
That's the way. Turn me up, Dick. I'm not up. That's the way we want it. You know it?
That's right.
That way we can determine our own destiny. You know, we got Western, Rice, and UAB all three in a row, and it tells us a little bit about ourselves going into the tournament. And we're not going to get an at-large bid right now. And what we got to do is play them, find out about ourselves, find out what our weaknesses are, and work on them.
We've got to take care of our own business when it comes to moving up in the standings. Right. Well, a note about Abby Sissom. Got 7 3-pointers on the road trip to Florida. Puts her now in 10th place on the career 3-point goals made list with 176, on pace to become just one of 7 players to hit 200. You'd go along with that, wouldn't you, Coach?
I'd like to have 200 more out of it.
Alex Johnson. Been picking up her play game by game, and she has scored double figures in 4 of the last 5 games. The Raiders are 4-1 in those games. She's averaging 15 points a game during that stretch and went over the 1,200-point mark with 24 at FIU on Saturday. And Jess Lauro has really picked up her game this year. She has doubled her production in just about every category. She scored more points this season than she has in the two previous combined, has 14 of her career double-figure scoring games this season, and leads the team in rebounding with 153. That's more than the 133 she had in the two previous seasons. Well, so she's just playing very steady basketball.
She's she's very valuable. She gives us a three-man that goes to the board. I think one game she had 8, maybe 9 rebounds the next game. We got to have that. We got to have that this Thursday night and this Saturday.
And speaking of rebounding, our other leading rebounder is Gabby Lyons. And Gabby will be our guest tonight on the show. Tony will be talking with her a little bit later on. Those are the headlines. We do want to mention, and we will more than once, I'm sure, that the game Saturday is the Kay Yao game. The cancer game, and we will be wearing our pink uniforms on Saturday. So look forward to that. And I understand that they're going to be auctioned off after the game.
They are.
First time in 2 or 3 years that has happened. So come prepared.
We may need to say something about we lost a good supporter this past week, Carol Canterbury.
Yes.
And her and Al, our prayers go out to them. But She never missed anything. She never missed a Lady Raider game, a Blue Raider game, football game. She was at all the coaches' shows. Sat in front of us at church. We're going to miss her. I'm telling you, she's a good lady, fine lady.
Our condolences go out to the family, to Al, and we will.
Love Riverdale High School.
Yeah.
Loved them.
All right, that's going to bring us up to our first commercial break, and we're going to be back with more. We're talking Lady Raider basketball here with Coach Rick Ensel after this timeout as you listen to Rick Ensel Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Where I come from, serving others just comes naturally.
Where I come from, your wealth has nothing to do with your bank account.
At Ascend Federal Credit Union, we know where you're coming from because we come from there too. We were born and raised in Middle Tennessee, and everything we do, from the products we offer to the advice we give, is designed to improve the lives of those who live here. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
The MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Great care starts with being able to see your whole picture. And the best way to do that is to do what you're doing right now. No, not driving a car or browsing your newsfeed. It's listening. St. Thomas Medical Partners care teams, a part of Ascension, listen so we can see your whole picture. That's what helps us understand all aspects of you and your life. And with convenient locations, online scheduling, express and virtual care, you're never far from the care you need. Find a doctor who's right for you at stthomasdoctors.com.
Seniors, looking for a new lease on life? The Crossings at Victory Station is the area's newest premier senior living community, opening in early 2018. Conveniently located on the west side of Murfreesboro, our community combines maintenance-free living with the modern conveniences that seniors want when looking for independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Call 615-624-4035 to get your new lease on life or visit our website, thecrossingsatvictorystation.com.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
The Blue Raiders on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back in to Rick Ensel Live here from Sam Sports Grill. Got some great games on the tube tonight, Coach. One I can think of in particular, Louisville is playing at number one Connecticut, and that should be a honey of a game.
Should be. Louisville's pretty tough. Connecticut's pretty tough. I'd say they're two of the top teams in the country.
All right, if you haven't gotten a question card, hold up your hand. Tony will get you one, or Kayla. Now, this puts you in the running for a nice piece of luggage that we're going to draw for in the last show of the season. And we have kept the cards from all the previous shows, so everybody's questions will go in there. Your name on the card, please. And not only will it be a nice piece of luggage, there are going to be some goodies inside the luggage. It will not be an empty bag. It will be full of some nice goodies that you will love to have. So get your questions into the coach, and we'll have a segment later on where he will be addressing those.
I didn't know anything about the goodies, Dick.
That's what Tony told me. So
Tony will embellish. In some cases, he'll tell a lie.
Let's talk about our Florida road trip. We left there, had good travel there and back, had good weather down there, and had two great results.
Well, it was a good trip. We had the first night, we had more fans there than FAU. We knew going in we had a tough ball game. FAU was on a roll. They had beat some good teams. They've got a good group of young ladies, and they play hard. They knock down threes. They rebound the basketball. We knew it was going to be a tough game, but our players came out, and we got right off the bat. We started executing our offenses and jumped out on them about 13, I think, by halftime.
13
and then,
at the half. Yeah.
I think they outscored us the third quarter, 21-12. And then we came back and played a good fourth quarter. So I was real proud of our players. We started the trip 1-0, and we needed to do that. I thought Abby did a good job, probably one of the better jobs she's done in the last 3 weeks, to be honest with you. She wanted the basketball. She shot the ball. She kind of ran our ball team. Well, she had 16 points, 4 assists,
right,
and then 3 rebounds. And we've been, pushing her to get to the rebound the basketball. She got to rebound the basketball. She's just too good of a player not to. And there's several games she didn't get any rebounds. But when she rebounds the ball, she gets us 16 points, and she handles the ball like she did. I mean, she had 2 turnovers. Then we're going to win ball games. And then I thought that Gabby played a great. She's 7-9, had 4 rebounds, 14 points. We couldn't have won the game without her. I mean, when it going got tough, Gabby Lyons just took over. Jess shot the ball decent.
Right.
Overall, I was pretty pleased with everybody, to be honest with you. Alex was 3-for-6, had 10 points, 5 rebounds, but I'd like to see Alex get her rebounding up to 7 or 8. I'd take that. And then get her point totals up to about 18 to 20 before we get to the tournament. And I think we'd be setting on go.
You changed your starting lineup just a bit and put Charity Savage in to start the game.
We got to get more time out of Charity. Charity's too talented. She's a sophomore. Very few sophomores get to play. Very few freshmen get to play. But we got going into this stretch in the tournament. You never know what's going to happen. Last year, Jess went down in the tournaments, and I thought that was a big reason we didn't get a chance to go on to the finals and maybe win the tournament. But, you never know what's going to take place, and we've got to get a little more time out of her. We started her 1 game, brought her in off the bench against FIU, and she did a good job. Just need to get a few more minutes there.
Yeah, you had 4 players in double figures on Thursday night at FAU, and that's what we're going to need. We're going to need distribution in our scoring from everybody.
Well, and then you look down, you got Anna there. She had 6 points, and she's 2-for-7. That was not a good night for her. But, she hits a couple of threes, you got 5 players in double figures. But, everybody on our roster has got a place. Everybody that's sitting on that bench, they've got a role they got to play. And, if they play those roles, you have a good attitude, good things is going to happen to our team, good things is going to happen to our players.
That was the game where we had the long delay in the fourth quarter when the young lady from FAU going for a rebound with one of her players and 2 of ours hit the floor, and there was a long, long delay, 15 or 20 minutes.
That was just a basketball play. You had 3 or 4 young ladies that were tied the ball up. All of them trying to jerk it away, and they all went to the floor. I didn't want to see anybody get hurt. We've gone through enough hurts this year, and I don't want to see any other teams get anybody hurt. I really hated it. I think she came back and played the next last Saturday.
She did.
And, that was big to know that she was all right and she was able to get back on the basketball court.
Well, the Raiders picked up the win and left right after the game and headed to Miami. And
we had Dr. McPhee and Miss Liz with us, and we really enjoyed their presence. Our biggest fan, one of our biggest supporters, and he's right with what we do. I mean, when we picked up and left on the bus, he picked up with us, and we got there, and he traveled just like we travel.
He and the First Lady generally make a road trip with us every year, and
they do. And I think they're going to be at the tournament supporting both the men and women.
That'd be wonderful. Glad to have Whit Turnbull. with us. He didn't travel with us, but he came in later and was at both games.
He was, and he was down playing with some supporters and talking to them about investing in our future, and we've got a bright future.
Right. So it was all in all a
and
good
And when I say up. Our future, I'm talking about Middle Tennessee State University. I'm not talking about women's. We got a bright future, too. But our athletic department, our university is, you know, good things are happening, and that's what we need.
Now, Whit would like for me to remind you that coming up this Thursday and Friday, 15th and 16th, is the promotion entitled True Blue Give, and the goal they have set is pretty lofty, $250,000. They'd like to get that much money donated on Thursday and Friday of this week. So if you would like to donate, you can text MTSU at 71777, or you can go online, mtsu.edu/trueblue give. You can do it that way. You can come by the office and leave a check any way you want to do it. And he said something about a matching donation.
I hadn't heard anything about that, but my wife told me that there was that she had heard something about it. Of course, you know, Whit played golf for me, but he is one of our ADs, him and Chris. So I guess if I got to match something, I guess I'll just have to do it.
I did hear that from his mouth on the interview we did.
Why don't you do the radio show, Dick?
All right, Coach. I'm just preparing you for that.
Yeah, I can prepare myself. Just do the radio show.
We'll take a break, and we'll be back with the radio show coming up more on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes, experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 50 specialists in 17 locations. TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctors for Blue Raider Athletics.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
K2 Agriculture and Turf is your Middle Tennessee farm equipment dealer and service center. As one of Tennessee's best Mahindra tractor dealers and with one of the largest inventories in Tennessee, they can provide you with the right size and type of equipment to fit your needs. So whether you are a full-time farmer, lawn care professional, weekend warrior, or you just need something to cut the grass around Mama's house, they have two convenient locations, one in Lebanon at 3828 Murfreesboro Road and one in Murfreesboro, or visit them online at k2agpro.com.
Marco's Pizza. Why is their pizza so good? It's the ingredients. Fresh dough made each and every day in their stores. Sauce made from vine-ripened tomatoes. A special blend of three fresh shredded cheeses and hearty, robust meats. Pizza. Fresh baked subs, wings, salads, cheesy bread, and center squares. Two locations in Murfreesboro and a brand new location in Smyrna, where you can bring your family to dine in. Order for pickup or delivery. By phone or online at marcos.com. Marco's Pizza. Pizza just got better.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Health is having the strength and passion to make your life more meaningful. At Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, we want to equip you with great health so nothing limits your dreams. 20 specialties, over 70 physicians, but one focused purpose: your health. Convenient, caring, and here for you. Your health is our mission. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, mmclinic.com.
MTSU Sports on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back in to Rick Hensel Live, coming to you from Sam Sports Grill here on a Monday night. Nice crowd on hand. And remember to get your questions to the coach. And we'll be turning these over to Coach Hensel here in the second portion of our show.
Kayla, pick them up, or Tony one.
Yeah, just if you got it finished, just hold your hand up and somebody will come by and pick it up. And that'll put you in the running for a nice piece of luggage we'll be giving away in a couple of weeks with some other things. So, Coach, the second half of our Florida trip in Miami at FIU. You've been down there for a lot of games.
Man, I tell you, that's what Dr. McPhee and myself talked about after the game. And Witt and my coaching staff, we've been down there with some of our best teams and were lucky to get out with a win, and at times didn't. And, you know, I was pretty proud this bunch. The last game out, I think we lost to La Tech, and then we go out and play these two teams, and both of them very athletic, very well coached. You know, FIU just – the only loss that Rice has got, FIU beat them 20, I believe. So that kind of gives you an idea. And they also beat La Tech, which beat us.
Right.
So, and then pretty much beat a good Marshall team at Marshall. Even though Marshall hadn't won a lot of games, they still play well at home, and they beat them at home. So we were very concerned about both teams, FAU and FIU, concerned enough that Friday night, I spent most of Friday night from after we took the kid to the mall, I went back and looked at film for about 3 hours because I just wasn't real convinced that on some things that we were looking at on FIU. I really thought ended up they were as good as I thought they were going to be.
Yeah, they had held a couple of kids out on Thursday night against North Texas, but they came back and actually after getting blown out at home Thursday night, they came back and played like gangbusters.
Well, when we went to shoot around, they had the score on the scoreboard, and Kim brought it to my attention. And my thing is, they're trying to motivate their kids with that score, and they did. I'm telling you, they hit the first, what, six or seven shots, maybe eight shots. What'd they shoot? They shot 63% the first quarter, didn't they?
They were seven of 11.
Yeah.
You're right.
63%. So, good gracious. I mean, we ended up shooting 35%. We shot 5 of 14, they went 7 of 11. And I think we were down, 2 points in the first quarter?
2 points. Actually got down 17-9 and came back and cut it to 17-15 at the end of the quarter. Yeah,
well,
down two.
I think they were up nine, Dick, what the largest lead. They were up nine.
They were up nine in the first quarter.
So, you know, but we just kept doing our thing. And we turned our offense, knocked down some shots, and played pretty good defense the second quarter and got back in the basketball game.
Yeah, we were up one at halftime, still up one.
Probably should have been up three. I mean, Becca just threw two free throws up there at the end. You know, I was pretty upset at halftime about that. She's one of our best free throw shooters. And we just got up there and just quick shot the ball up there and, you know, didn't even give it a chance. I think my statement in the dressing room, it looked like she was throwing a football up there instead of a basketball, you know. But she came back out, and she played a good second half. I think she ended up going 2 for 5 from three, and we needed those.
Had a couple of threes, right.
So, you know, we needed those. And, again, 4 for 8 from free throw line, that's not good enough for her. She's usually 8 for 8.
Had three players in double figures, led by Alex Johnson with 24, and that is her high water mark for the season.
Alex didn't start out on a good note either. She missed, I think her and Gabby missed 6 or 7 one-footers in the first quarter. And that's not good for us as a team to do that. But Gabby got it together and went to rebounding. That's what she does as good as anybody I've ever had. Alex got it together and went to scoring with three people hanging on her. So, you know, if they hadn't, we wouldn't have won the game.
Oh, that was actually a closer game than the one Thursday night, and it was just nip and tuck. Never more than three.
Those two teams play at the end of the year, two games in a row.
Right.
I'm glad I don't have to play either one of them until we get to Texas, to be honest with you.
Well, and they're both fighting for a spot in the tournament,
they
too.
They are. They're trying to get in. There's a possibility that one of those teams could be left out. You know, you got San Antonio's 3-9 now. Old Dominion's 3-8. Then you got North Texas, Florida Atlantic, Southern Miss, all sitting there 4-6. So you're a couple of games away.
That may be one of the reasons why they're playing on Wednesday night. They're both on the road Wednesday night, but then they come back and play Saturday at FIU.
Play each other.
Play each other Saturday at FIU. But FAU will play at Old Dominion on Wednesday, and FIU will play at San Antonio.
Be two good games.
Yep.
Two good games.
So we are moving along here. Something else I wanted to bring out, Coach. Next Monday, now you know about this, don't you?
Well, Kayla signed me up for it. I don't. I'm gonna be honest with you, Dick. I've had my mind on winning basketball games and get with my staff. I hadn't had a whole lot else on my mind.
Next Monday at 11:30, that'll be the day of our next coach's show that night. But next Monday at 11:30, March to the Madness Luncheon. It's going to be at the Alley on Main Street. On West Main Street in Murfreesboro, 11:30 to 1. BRAA members get in for $20, others $25. And I'm going to hold it up here, Coach. When we were school teachers, we used to call this visual aids, so you can kind of get a look.
I didn't know you were a school teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what's wrong with you.
3 years, Coach. You were there a little bit longer than I was.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it.
So keep that in mind. That is next Monday at the Alley on West Main, 11:30 to 1. It'll be Coach Ensel and Coach Davis talking March Madness, right? All right. Let's talk a little Tennessee Education Lottery now. They are one of our sponsors. They are proud to have raised more than $4 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. And, of course, our sponsor on this show is the Ascend Federal Credit Union. We're going to be talking with Natalie Hughes here.
What a good lady. And a good sponsor, and we appreciate them so, so much.
We'll be talking with her on the telephone here in just a few minutes, talking, I imagine, about her scholarship program that's coming up. Well, we have a big game coming up. We're going to emphasize that a little bit later on in the show, but Western Kentucky comes in on Thursday night. And, you know, I kind of imagine these last five games that we have, Coach, are going to be played just like tournament games.
Oh, that's the exciting part about it, and that's why you like coaching. You know, they're going to be, all those games are going to be competitive. You got some great coaches, great players. You got the Western and the Rice game and the ODU game. They're at home with our fan base. And like I told you Saturday, our fan base is I saw Tony handed out something just a minute ago. We're our fan base. We're ranked 19th in the country. And that's because we care about women's basketball. And again, you go back with the leadership that we got, Dr. McPhee, Chris, Diane, they believe in, they have passion for the women's sports, and not many schools have that. I mean, you go this past week, we go to FIU, to FAU, you could put everybody there in my office, both games. And, you know, sometimes I have a place in my heart for those kids that play at those schools because they enjoy coming to Middle Tennessee to see what it's really like to play in front of a big-time crowd. Because most of their non-conference games, they're not playing in front of a big crowd either because they're more concerned about wins instead of going and playing the Louisvilles, the Vanderbilts, the Ole Misses, the Georgia Techs. And when they come to Middle Tennessee, in most cases, that's the first big crowd they've been in front of.
Yeah, and, you know, as a player, it must be hard to self-motivate yourself to go out and play in an empty gym.
Well, everybody gets motivated. Your officials do a better job. You heard what I said.
Right.
Your coach.
Eric, did you get that?
Your coaches want to play. You want to coach in front of a big crowd. Your players want to play in front of a big crowd. And that's what we've got at Middle Tennessee. We've got a great fan base.
Well, and we know they're going to come out and support us. We don't have to beg people to come out
and
the game.
Here's the thing about it, you know, facts do not lie, because for years and years and years, Western had everybody duped, Western Kentucky, into the fact that they led the league in scoring. Well, for the last 13 years, Middle Tennessee State University has led the Sun Belt and Conference USA in attendance.
Right.
So, you know, what can you say? We don't put those facts together. The NCAA puts them together. So you need to get the facts right.
All right. Well,
we got anything to say about that, Dick?
I just try to get the score right, Coach.
Okay. Well, you need to tell it to get it right.
I know that, Coach. I try to do that from time to time. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more Rick Entz Alive right after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who'll be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at the place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, State Farm Agent Deb Insel, at 931-684-5274.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. When you do your banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we take pride in knowing you, knowing your name, and we strive to provide you with the greatest customer service experience. We know your name. We offer you a cup of hot coffee and a warm cookie. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. At First National Bank of Murfreesboro, we know our customer. Member FDIC.
Make a fast break for Bunny Bread, proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. With its soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns are fan favorites for all ages. Bunny is the perfect three-pointer with the taste you want, the nutrition you need, and energy to go. So score big with Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns today and cheer the Blue Raiders on to victory.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
When you order your groceries online with ClickList from Kroger, you can do your shopping anytime, anywhere, like the gym, the office, or your favorite comfy couch. And whether you place your order on your phone, tablet, or computer, it's still your neighborhood Kroger. So you'll find all the fresh choices, low prices, and great deals you love. And you'll save time, too. Try ClickList from Kroger with same-day pickup. Check it out at Kroger.com. Fresh food, low prices, at Kroger.
It's no picnic being a home heating unit. We work like a dog 24-7.
Yeah, yeah. Woof, woof.
Oh, you try it, smart guy. No breaks, no lunch, not even health insurance. And if I don't get help, I might die.
Call Rusco Brown Heating and Air for repair and replacement.
I'm taking a nap.
You get honest estimates, plus punctual friendly service. Find them at RoscoBrown.com and give them a call.
Wake me when they get here.
Rusco Brown.
RoscoBrown.com.
You're focused on the trail ahead, getting stronger with every bead of sweat that drips from your brow. You worked hard, and now it's time to celebrate. Crack open a Steel Barrel beer and ease into twilight as you share stories around the fire. Steel Barrel is the everyday honest beer with a refreshing, straightforward flavor, brewed in Middle Tennessee for people who work hard and play harder. So go ahead and let them sleep. At the top, we celebrate with Steel Barrel, crushable beer for the steel life. Learn more at steelbarrel.net.
News Radio WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back in to Rick Entz Alive, coming to you from Sam Sports Grill here on Monday night. And our show, as always, Coach, sponsored by the Ascend Federal Credit Union. We're happy to have Natalie Hughes from Ascend on the other end of the line. Natalie, good evening to you.
Well, good evening, Dick. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. Coach Entz.
What about me, Natalie?
Hey, Coach. I didn't know if you were there. I didn't know if you stepped away or not.
Oh, yeah. I'm always here. We appreciate you. We appreciate what you do for the program. Thank you.
Well, you're
right,
more
Natalie,
than welcome.
All right, Natalie, what do you got on your mind tonight?
Well, I tell you, today we launched the MTSU debit card, And Ascend has, we've worked really hard, Dick, to design the card that captures the true blue spirit. And starting today through March 30th, any current MTSU student, staff, or faculty, all they have to do is to go in and request the MTSU debit card. And upon opening a new account, they will be awarded $100. And then if they use that card 25 times between now and March 30th, we will give them an additional another $100. So they can make $200 in the next 30 days by getting that debit card. And they can go to Ascend. They can go to ascendscu.org and get more information about that.
Okay, that's good. That's especially for our MTSU people to pull out that card. True blue.
True blue.
Well, we need more. We need more businesses doing that. That places an emphasis on Middle Tennessee and also on our athletic programs and our students. And hey, we appreciate you.
Well, listen, I'll be at the game Saturday night, so I'm encouraging all of those True Blue Ascend fans to come out and be with us Saturday.
Now, that's Saturday at 2 o'clock now.
All right. We'll be there.
All right, Natalie. All right, Natalie.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Natalie Hughes from the Ascend Federal Credit Union, one of our fine sponsors. Another fine sponsor that we like to talk about is the Lee Company. And we'll remind you that you can get ahead of the game with the best home services team in town for your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs. The Lee Company is the team to call, 867-1000 or leecompany.com. We're going to take a break, and Gabby Lyon will be our guest. Tony Stinnett will be up here with Gabby right after this timeout.
She's the winner.
You're listening to Rick Ensel Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
Where I come from, a neighbor is more than just the person who lives next door.
Honesty isn't just the best policy, it's the only policy.
At Ascend Federal Credit Union, we know where you're coming from, because we come from there too. We were born and raised in Middle Tennessee, and everything we do, from the products we offer to the advice we give, is designed to improve the lives of those who live here. Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
You're focused on the trail ahead, getting stronger with every bead of sweat that drips from your brow. You worked hard, and now it's time to celebrate. Crack open a Steel Barrel beer and ease into twilight as you share stories around the fire. Steel Barrel is the everyday honest beer with a refreshing, straightforward flavor, brewed in Middle Tennessee for people who work hard and play harder. So go ahead and let them sleep. At the top, we celebrate with Steel Barrel, crushable beer for the steel life. Learn more at steelbarrel.net.
Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
Once you try Green, everything you need is at your fingertips. On trygreenequipment.com, you can do most anything right from your smartphone. Shop John Deere equipment, get product details, schedule service, view parts specials, and best of all, you can request a quote quickly and easily. Plus, be sure to check out our surprisingly low monthly payments on John Deere compact and utility tractors going on right now. You'll save time, money, and more. And how smart is that? Visit trygreenequipment.com today.
News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back in to Sam Sports Grill and Rick Insel Live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield. And time now for our guest part of the show. And tonight's guest, senior forward Gabby Line. And Gabby, first of all, welcome and glad to have you here tonight.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, like we've done with all of the guests, and I know you have a lot of people up in East Tennessee watching, probably people throughout the world for that matter on Facebook Live, but any family members or friends out there that you would like to say hello to or give a shout out to?
Hey, Mom. I see she just commented.
There you go. She's a faithful follower. I know, like, on the road when we do Facebook Live during warm-ups, one of the very first people always on there is Sharon Lyons, so she's always watching you and keeping up with you.
Yes, her and my dad are big MTSU fans, true blue.
Well, you know, Bart, I say that I feel like we do a pretty good job at Middle Tennessee with Facebook Live and all, but Bart would give anybody a run for his money up in Science Hill, wouldn't he?
Right.
Does a really good job. But, again, Gabby Lyon, the daughter of Bart and Sharon Lyon, and Gabby played her high school basketball at Science Hill, where she played in four, count them, four Class AAA state tournament appearances there at the Murphy Center, reaching the championship game twice, and had it not been for a future teammate named Ty Petty, you might could have won one or two of those.
Right, definitely. Great experience. It's always say it's weird because in high school we knew of each other, but I never thought that we'd be at Middle Tennessee playing together one day, but a great competitor, and now I can say a great friend that I'll have for a lifetime.
Well, and Gabby, let's talk about this past weekend in Florida. You had a heck of a road trip. Started over at Florida Atlantic on Thursday night, 14 points, which just 1 point away from your career and season high, 7 of 9 from the field. Those 7 field goals were a season high and just one off of your career high. But a phenomenal game there. And then follow that up with a big game at FIU, 8 rebounds to help lead a 4-point win there. So, you know, it's one to step up and have a big road trip, but is it also, does this signal, I mean, we're coming down the stretch, and it's also about how you want to finish your career and what you want to leave here at Middle Tennessee?
Definitely. We were talking about it today. I think we have 5 regular season games left, and just leaving it all on the court. I know Coach told us Thursday, just give everything that you have, leave it all on the court, but I think overall as a season, like as seniors, we just need to give it everything we have this last little stretch and that leading on into the conference tournament, into the NCAA.
Well, Gabby, you probably didn't realize this at a time because you're one of, like, all of our seniors, not worried about your individual numbers, but worried about the team success. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you tonight, with her performance in Florida this weekend, this young lady sitting here tonight, Gabby Line, becomes one of only 28 players in the history of Lady Raider basketball with 500 career rebounds and 500 points. And one of the other, you know, there's 2 on this team that have done that. So 2 of the 28 in the history of this program are you and teammate Rebecca Reuter, who we'll have here next week. But first of all, congratulations on the 500-500 club, Gabby.
Thank you.
I said less than 30 people have ever done that at Middle Tennessee, and the program has been around for going on 50 years. So quite an accomplishment. But it also speaks to your longevity and staying healthy and being accountable. Coach Hodges and I were talking about this today. You know, the way that you and Becca and Abby put up these numbers is you have been 4-year players. You have been a viable part of that. Closing in on 100 career games. What does that mean to you, to that, you know, you've been there for all 4 years and played all 4 years and be a really big part of the program?
It really means a lot to me. When I first got into this program, I didn't, you know, really know what my role was or what I would do for this team. But you know, coach, just let us know. This is what I need you to do. He started off, just go rebound, Gabby. Go rebound. That's all I need you to do. Don't score. Just go rebound. And I think just from there, just things have built up, and I've became more of a defensive player. But I feel like altogether, though, it's been a great run, and I'm glad to be able to play with Rebecca Reuter and Abby Sism, and we walked in here together, and we're going to walk out together.
Well, and hopefully, you know, walking out with a championship, and if anyone can get that accomplished, I know you three seniors are quite capable of getting that done. You have the experience. You have the postseason experience, and I know you're a very close group. I wanted to also talk to you a little bit about a year ago you were named the Conference USA Sixth Player of the Year, which I think is a tremendous award because, you know, it focuses on not just being a starter and those players who give of themselves for the team's betterment. And, you know, you won that award because you were coming off the bench, although you might have played more minutes than a lot of the starters. But do you feel like that kind of, you know, why did that mean to you? Because I thought it spoke to your unselfishness and to really just being a team player.
That meant a lot because it was just kind of how we looked at it as a team. Me coming off the bench give a little spark instead of me starting. And, you know, me and Rebecca went, you know, back and forth with starting and coming off the bench, but it was never a problem. It's never been anything like that. It was just we got to do what's best for the team and what's best to win.
Well, and you mentioned earlier, you know, how Coach Insel kind of defined roles there at the beginning, and you just kind of ran with yours, and it developed from there. Interesting you talk about defense because this year you're in the top 10 in the conference standings in steals. You're in the top 10 in the conference in defensive rebounds, and you're also top 10 in the conference in overall rebounding, which I think are categories that speak to toughness, relentlessness, and really giving of yourself. But, you know, how does that kind of make you feel that you feel like you've played your role and done what coaches expected of you?
Yes, I do. I didn't know any of that, but it's a great accomplishment. Really just try and do what I can for my teammates and play hard and give them all I have.
We mentioned earlier, you know, you're approaching 100 career games. Actually, you're approaching you'll play in over 130 games at Middle Tennessee before you're done here, thanks to 4 years of postseason success as well. Coach mentioned earlier about our fan base and how important that is, and not only to Middle Tennessee women's basketball, but to you players. Can you talk about what it means to get to play in front of these crowds? And, I mean, you guys have people at practice to watch you. What does that mean to get to play in front of the people you've played in front of for 4 years?
It really means a lot. That's one of the key reasons why I came here, just the fan base and how many people you have watching you. We go to other schools and you'll have like 30 people in the gym, if that, and we'll still have half the fans. But it's just great to be able to play in front of that many people and how much support we have from the Murfreesboro community. And I'm really going to miss this fan base and playing in front of all these people.
Well, the good thing is, you know, Gabby, we know that in the future, after your playing career is over, you'll be a part of that fan base. You know, once a Lady Raider, always a Lady Raider.
Right.
And let's go back to the first game of this season. Playing at Vanderbilt, a huge opener for the team, big opener for the program. First time we played Vanderbilt in the regular season in decades, actually. So they all excited. Everybody's fired up. And less than 5 minutes into the game, our Conference USA Player of the Year goes down. And I think at that point, you know, a lot of people thought like, yeah, that's going to be tough, frustrating. But one young lady amongst others really stepped up, and that was you, double-double that night, one of the first of your career, and really led Middle Tennessee to that win. You were named to the NCAA.com starting five the following week. But just talk about that, and when your time came, you know, answering the bell and what it meant to get that big road SEC win and be a big part of it.
That really meant a lot. Once Alex went down, I remember there was one point in time me and Rebecca looking at each other like, oh, what's about to happen? And from there, I feel like we just realized, you know, we can play with them. We can play with Vanderbilt. We were kind of seeing how they were playing offensive, defensively. And from there, we just took off. I remember Katie had a great game that game and Kyla. And I feel like everybody just came together. And when we went in for halftime, we had made a really big play before halftime. And we're like, no, we got this. We got this. We just got to keep playing hard and go rebound and execute our offenses. And at the end of the game, it turned out great, and it was just something great to be a part of.
Well, and of course, several big wins in your Lady Raider career. A couple of those non-conference this year, of course, at Vanderbilt, getting Kentucky at home. That was a big one for the first time in this class's career. But, Gabby, I know that fans have enjoyed watching you play because you compete and you give everything you got every day, and not only in the games but also every day at practice, which is what makes you really the player you are. But it's been a pleasure watching you as far as I'm concerned, and I feel like I speak for all of the fans. So best of luck these last regular season games, and hopefully bring home another championship.
Most definitely. Thank you.
All right, fans, that was Lady Raider Gabby Lyon, our guest tonight on Rick Insel Live. When we come back, we'll have more on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Strategic IT plan? Check. System upgrades? Check. Printers running smooth and on budget. Most companies don't know the total cost of desktop printers. With RJ Young's Managed Print Program, I know exactly how much they cost. The printer, toner, and award-winning service are one set monthly fee. And RJ Young saved us at least 30%. Next promotion? Check.
Managed Print is everything but the paper for one fixed monthly fee. Learn more at rjyoung.com.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The year is 2018, and in the state of Tennessee, citizens have found a new instant game that delivers incredible amounts of fun.
Wow, loaded with $100 prizes!
Exclusive, exciting, here for a limited time only, and starring your best odds ever to win $100 or more.
This game is awesome!
This February, get ready for one of the biggest blockbusters ever with the limited edition instant game. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
The home of the Blue Raiders. News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back in to Rick Insel Live for the final time here on a Monday night. First, I want to tell you that we're broadcasting, of course, from Sam's in Stones River Mall. And in Stones River Mall, more than 60 stores and restaurants, Murfreesboro's shopping destination. Shop your favorite looks at Binks, Finish Line, and Hibbett Sports, then enjoy a great meal right here at Sam's Sports Grill. Follow Stones River Mall on Instagram and Facebook for event and sale information. And, we are on Facebook again tonight, Coach, and we appreciate everybody who follows us that
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. I think Tony said maybe last week or week before we had 12,000 hits, something like that. So that's big.
All right. Now, big game coming up Thursday night. Western Kentucky comes to town. They are a little bit of ahead of us in the standings, so we can pick up some ground if we can knock off the Hilltoppers.
Well, they got a good team. They've played a tough schedule, just like us. I mean, they go out and play people, and they got some experience. I think Michelle keeps talking about how young she is, but, you know, she hasn't had to play 50-something games without players this year, and we've had to. And right now we're getting ourselves back healthy. They've got a good team. We've got a good team. We're both battling to make sure we get one of those top four seeds. Be a great game. Great game. We're going to be ready. I can tell you that right now. I saw that today with the focus and the intensity that we had practice there. You know, when you're seeing players that's going up into the second and third row on your first day of practice back from a road trip, what does that tell you? Pretty intense.
It
pretty
is.
Intense. And we've got a good basketball team, Dick.
This Western Kentucky team is averaging 76 points a game. We held them to 57, which was their lowest point total of the season. Their next lowest was Rice, held them to 58, and UAB held them to 61. So we're right in there.
Well, we've been playing good defense all year. You know, there was times up there that we could have maybe took the bull by the horns. We didn't. Give them credit. They made shots. They made plays. That's what you're supposed to do on your home court. When you've got a championship team, it's what you're supposed to do. That's what we've got to do now. That's one of the things we've been emphasizing in practice. Take care of the basketball. Rebound the basketball. Knock down your open shots. Go back and play good defense. And I've been pretty satisfied the way our young ladies have responded. Everybody's got a great attitude, working hard. They get along together. They love each other. You know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Linda Cooper is the only one who wants the luggage this week. She wants an update on Kara Meadows.
Kara's doing good. She tweaked her ankle, the one she dislocated. We're not going to push her hard. We're hoping maybe I haven't talked to her parents yet, but we might consider getting a red shirt if we can. You know, she's a great player, a good young lady, a winner, got a great attitude. She wants to be in there. We want her in there, but we don't want her, you know, coming in there where she's 30%. And so right now, you know, she's got to take care of herself. And we're very, very happy to have her on board. I mean, our freshman group, you know, Jadonna, Kara, Anna, you know, they're Lasagna's come in to junior college. I really am enjoying coaching those young ladies.
And we've got, after Western Kentucky Thursday, we've got Rice coming in Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. That will be our Think Pink game, the KYAL cancer game, and the pink uniforms, we understand, will be auctioned off after the game. So that's always a big push for our fans to come in and support
Rice
that.
Rice has got a good team also. They're like third in the conference right now, tied with Western. Beat Western about 16 points the other night. And so, you know, it's going to be another good game. You're going to see some really good women's basketball played at Murphy Center Thursday night and Saturday afternoon.
Well, the time has gotten away from us, Coach. Enjoyed it tonight.
Good. When you're having a good time, Dick, you tell the score every now and then. It goes by quickly.
I'd like to thank Chip Walters and Tony Sinnott for their help, Richard Lowe, Kayla, of course, and our Learfield producer tonight, Brian Freeman. For Coach Ensel, until next Monday night, this is Dick Palmer. That's Rick Ensel live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
From Learfield on the Blue Raider Network, live from Sam's Sports Grill at Stones River Mall. This has been Rick Ensel Live, presented by the Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. Also brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Deb Ensel, Lewis Bakeries, Bakers of Bunny, Sunbeam, and Healthy Life Breads, Sam's Sports Grill, home of Rick Ensel Live, and the official post-game destination for Middle Tennessee fans. And by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.